NAVEDTRA 14233 Alpha, Naval Construction Force, CB-1 and Charlie. Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 9. 1. Activities with less than how many equivalent in-house plus contractor personnel in the maintenance and utilities divisions are classified as small activities and fall under the purview of NAVFAC Mike Oscar 321. 75. 2. Activities with less than how many equivalent personnel are classified as medium. 75 to 250. 3. How many key elements of the maintenance management system are there? 5. 4. What control provides basic planning and status information on work from inception to completion? Work input. 5. What is the installation facility's life cycle experts responsible and accountable for the effectiveness and efficiency of the shore establishment? Public Works Department, Papa Whiskey Delta. 6. Who is the warranted Civil Engineer Corps officer responsible for PWD organization, operations, administration, and supervision? Public Works Officer, Papa Whiskey Oscar. 7. Who is the senior civilian in the PWD with the responsibility of operational execution of the public works mission and serves as the first line supervisor of the FMD, FEAD, and production divisions? DPWO, Delta Papa Whiskey Oscar. 8. Who is the single safety point of contact at PWDs? SSM, Sierra Sierra Mike. 9. What serves as the point of work generation for the installation and provides the management of real property, land, and buildings? FMD, Foxtrot Mike Delta. 10. What is responsible for acquisition planning and contract administration of construction and service contracts from design to delivery? FEAD, Foxtrot Echo Alpha Delta. 11. What form should be submitted for any work request by a customer that will take longer than a service call, more than 16 man-hours? NAVFAC Form 9-11014/20. 12. What is the examination, lubrication, minor adjustment, and minor repair of equipment and systems for which a specific operator is not assigned? PMI, Papa Mike India. 13. What is a scheduled examination and or test of shore facilities to determine the physical condition with respect to the required level of maintenance? Control inspection. 14. How many classifications of work are used at public works? 5. 15. Recurring work is any work required to return a facility, system, equipment, or component to normal working condition that does not exceed what amount or other threshold as established by the PWO or FEC. $2,500. 16. Service work is work that is minor in scope and can be accomplished in how many hours or less? 16. 17. What amount are minor work authorizations limited to? $25,000. 18. The goal is to respond to specific work within 90 days and complete the work within how many days? 150. 19. Specific job orders should be used for work that takes more than how many man-hours to complete? 80. 20. Labor class codes are how many digit numbers that represent various categories of overhead and productive work? 2. 21. Who defines the scope of a project by specifying the work to be accomplished and the skills required? Estimator. 22. What publication should be used when preparing scoping estimates? NAVFAC Publication 716.0. 23. What should be the most accurate forecast possible of the costs, man-hours, and material requirements for a given job? Final Estimates. 24. What is the Public Works Management Plan for using shop forces on specific job orders for a given month? Shop Load Plan, Sierra Lima Papa. 25. The long-range portion of the SLP covers the following how many months? 9. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.